the most important part of role plays like this is not did they get it right or did they get it wrong. It's having the follow-up discussion after the role plays. What worked? What didn't work? What could have been done differently? What happened that we were prepared for and felt equipped to deal with? And what happened that we didn't see coming? And also, with the beauty and benefit of hindsight, what didn't happen, but we weren't prepared for, so thank goodness it didn't happen. Sometimes you only see those, you know, gaps in the plan when you're out in the field. And the importance is always on, you know, continually refining skills, adding, you know, situations, adding nuance, and debriefing so that whether it's during, you know, multiple role plays over the course of, you know, many, many trainings, or it's actual out in the field, you know, experience on the peace team, how do we get better? How do we get more effective? And how do we continue to keep the power with the people in the community and not shift it away from them? How do we make people empowered?